Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Guess what? It is Find It Out Friday, and this show is being dedicated to my mommy, Jatina Ballard. It is her birthday. Happy birthday to you. She would have been 104 years old. She was born 1917 on May 28th, and she transitioned in 2008 on May 28th. So you see, she came here and she left on her birthday and her return day. And in many philosophies, we say birth, death, and rebirth again. Believe me, her spirit is here, hasn't gone anywhere. But this is for my girl. We called her Jetty. And if you know anything about a jetty, that is that concrete that goes out into the ocean, and it is to control all erosion. It is for the ships unloading. And no matter what washes up on it, it never erodes out. So my strength, my courage, my determination, my care, and my kindness, and my drive came through the blood. Her blood that she allowed to flow through my veins and my body. So happy birthday to you, Jetty. That is what we called her. And many, many more. And I'm just going to play this song for her because this is my favorite song and this is exactly what she's doing. Up there, I see those gold dust nuggets out there of goodness moving around as she speaks with me each and every day. So we spent the day together. You know, she was a remarkable woman, very, very smart, brilliant, but she couldn't go to college. So I had to walk those stages, and as stage I walked, I say, darling, don't worry about it. I'm doing what they denied you to do. But your baby girl got it here. So she was sort of like my feel. Jettina is her name, and we call her Jetty. Yeah, my family, my grandmother had a very unusual name, too. Her name was Choicey Lorena. And then here comes my mother, Jettina. So, you know, wherever these names came from, very unusual names, but very, very unusual people, loving, caring people. Mama, I love you. I know you're around here sitting on my shoulder. I'm telling you guys out there, they don't go anywhere. So that's a happy birthday to Jetty. And this evening we have our nature queen with us, Carmelita. You know, she talks to us about nature, tells us how to deal with the butterflies, the elephants, the geese, the goose, the whatever. She's going to join us briefly this evening. Carmelita, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Auntie Linda and all of you listeners out there.
How you doing? You know, I know it's party time. I know it's holiday. I appreciate you so much coming on. You'll get going when we get off, and I just love you to death and what you're going to speak on this evening. You know, you're going to bring it to us. So help us celebrate. Let's deal with this joy. But before we get started, I kind of like want to share something. You know, most people deal with death and things of that nature as a sadness, but we don't view it that way. It's just the way a person is sleeping. But when an individual leaves this world on the same day they came into this world, that's saying something. That's very, very significant. So I'd just like to share, what is joy in life? This is a difficult question and one that has occupied many great thinkers and philosophers. Joy can quickly give way to suffering. Joy is short and suffering long. Also, what passes for joy in society is superficial. It cannot compare with the joy derived from the mystic law. You know, this key lies in cultivating a state of mind where we can declare without reservation that life itself is a joy. This is the purpose of our keeping undoubtable faith within our lifetimes. So I just wanted to share that out there. See, everything is joyful. You have to joy and rejoice. It's not what it appears to be, because the body leaves. You can't touch it, but the spirit lives on. So we're going to take it on and let you tell us about our little horsefly. I think that's what we're going to talk about this evening. Is that correct?
Well, we were talking about the housefly. And
okay,
before I get started, I did want to send a shout out to Miss Jetty. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think I didn't get a chance and an honor to meet her, but just based off her birthday year, 1917,
yes,
and the name Jettina, that lets,
yes,
me know she's a unique woman. And here we are on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
So to all you listeners out there, we like to have fun at this station, and that's why I love coming on with Auntie Linda. And she calls me the Nature Queen. I don't know how this came about, because really it's this phenomenon that's just naturally occurring in my life. And I like to share, it's become this fun game watching these animals, these insects that appear in my life. And it just started with this simple Google search. So any of us can do it. We're familiar with Google if you're ever interested in simply just looking up some of these spirit animals. But it's the housefly that we're going to talk about. And Miss Patty, speaking of the tiny little bird, we're talking about the tiny little fly. Who knew that something so tiny, so menacing, could provide so much meaning and thought to our life? And what I'm saying here, the fly, it helped me to gain a different way to see the world as I began to do my research and discover my purpose, and I'm still in this phase. So that's what I wanted to ask you all today. Like, are you feeling a sense of rebirth, or this urge to change or make adjustments, or something of that? I don't know. I've been feeling that lately. And then here it is, this fly comes along, and it's in my house, and then the fly is at the doctor's office, and again, the fly is just appearing all around me on pamphlets, magazines, and the sort. And that's what usually takes me to Google. So come to find out, this potent little insect is worthy, in fact, of our respect, because not only is this creature something that he is a fierce survivor. Think about how many times we've tried to swat this thing at a picnic.
Right.
So every day of its life, every minute of its life, it's being swatted. It's trying to eat. It's being swatted. It's trying to sleep. It's being swatted. It's trying to make, you know, babies. It's being swatted. But yet it still survives. And with each attempt to kill it, it still manages to feed itself and to grow and breed. And I think that in a time like this, where we all are up against so many odds, the fly is a way to just remind us that we're resilient, we're brilliant, and we have the ability to overcome. So I think it's just such a respectful idea to take when we see a creature that is really associated with dirt and grime and rottenness of the world of life, but yet it's this reminder to us to just keep being persistent and consistent and determined, because in the face of adversity, when you keep that level of determination, you're bound to win. You know, you're bound to get the victory. So the fly, even though it is a nuisance, and even though it can also serve as a reminder that danger is abound. So sometimes, you might want to pay attention to the fact that this thing is flying and buzzing all around you and all in your head, because it wants to alert you of something that you may need to focus on. And this could be something as simple as someone or something that you're spending way too much time with, and that thing or that person causes adverse things to happen in your life. So it's asking you to pay attention to this. I really want you to make the necessary adjustments to overcome the things that may be causing harm to you or that may be bringing unnecessary strife in your life. So, I think that was an interesting thing, because laying in bed and having this fly just randomly landing on me definitely gave me those feelings of frustration, but at the same time, it did cause me to kind of focus in, and it also caused me to get up, right? To get up and take action. So it wouldn't leave me alone.
Okay.
What a reminder. What a reminder. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To keep going, be persistent,
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And you never stop and think about it. It made you get up. That is what I'm hearing here. You know, it made you, like you say, take action. Well, you know how to bring things to us, Carmelita. You know, that's why I call you the Nature Queen, because you have taken us many, many, and every time you have communication with your insect friends, you always grow another notch. But we appreciate you, because you come on and you share it with us. You give us another way to look at it. You know, because everything has a life, everything. The rock on the ground, the leaf, it all has a life. It really does. So when you speak of the insects and how they show up and the messages that they bring, this is like, we need to hear this stuff. We definitely need to hear this. And we appreciate you on that to go through. And I'm going to be quiet, do you have any rap to tell us? Because I can get going on and on and on over here. But you know you ain't deep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think another interesting thing about the fly, when it does appear in your life, like if you begin to start to pay attention to this and you're into the spirit animal thing, if it appears, I think that it is a great reminder, too, that you are in a rebirth, like I said earlier. Like this is a time for you to, and because the fly is, he's a master transformer, and I'm calling him a him. You can call it a her, whatever.
Okay.
But they're survivors, like I said, and they're master transformers as well. So they can adapt, and they, like we said, they live in some of the harshest conditions, and yet they still survive. So it's saying to just kind of like focus in and turn those things around, you know, those things that you know that are nagging at you, because you have the ability to transform like this fly. And I think when you feel that pressure, when you're feeling that nudge or that urge inside, like you just feel it. It's something that's coming from the belly or something deep, that fly is there to say, hey, keep going. Keep going in the direction. Keep doing what you've been doing because you're on track. And I think that it's just such a great, great mirror for somebody like me, meaning the fly, I can really relate to it because it's just not the most prettiest thing. And I'm not saying I'm not pretty, but I have lots of things that I'm dealing with, issues that are not so pretty. But, wow, if a fly, if a tiny old fly can do it, why can't I?
Yeah. I like that. You're right. The fly, he's there. Oh, my goodness. You give us another way to look at it. It is a reminder. And he is a survival. And there's a story, and I don't want to try to put the whole story out there because I don't want to put the wrong wording in it, but is it about a fly that gets on a horse's tail and ride for miles and miles and miles? You got me? So when he wanted to travel, he knew who to attach on to. He got on that horse's tail and got to where he had to go. So you're right. They are survivors. And when you stop and look at it like that, you know, it gives you something to think about. We all get our little messages, and we all receive messages. Sometimes we don't sit still enough to get them, you know. You get part A, but what about part B over here? Or you get the part that you're used to or you're comfortable with, you know, like you say, he's in, he's surviving. But there's something else about him, too. As you said, he's teaching you resilience. He's your reminder. He's teaching you how to adapt with whatever it is that you're going through. Hey, look at me. I'm flying over here. You swatting me, and you're not going to get me, and then I bounce over here. It's just like when you said the fly, I thought about that little bitty. They look like gnats, but they're fruit flies. Now, they you can't catch them, okay? They'll annoy the crap out of you. You can't catch them. So maybe he's coming up in my speech here because that might be the next lesson. Maybe you got to go talk about that fruit fly. That fruit fly is something else. And it's still in the fly family, but it's a little bit different. So I'm just throwing it out there. You know, you have to move with what touches you and, like you say, what resonates to you and what follows you around. But the insects love you because they're your messengers. They're definitely your messengers.
They definitely come around, you know, and I know that they've been around. This isn't the first time they've come around me in my life, but it's the first time that it's resonated. And I think that's another interesting fact. You know, we have these phases where different things are communicating with us, whether it's human beings or whether it's something in your environment. It could be your car. It could be. And that's the fun of it all is that for me, this is just like me paying attention to what's going on around me. And right now, I wish I could say I had this hot 5'9", 5'10 guy that's taking me out on dates. But really what's taking me out on dates are these insects and these animals that are all around me. And when they come, it's almost as if they talk to me and they say these things to me. And that's what prompts me to go and do some research. So I wasn't doing this kind of thing before. You know, if you would have caught me 5 years ago at this time, you would catch me, A.T. I would have been somewhere getting dressed to go out. But it's just a different phase and a different time in my life. And, yes, I've seen spiders. I've seen bees. But this time, so that's just me saying, you know, what a fun way to kind of figure out things, because I know a lot of times we have questions. And people, especially in today's climate, are looking for purpose and meaning. And this isn't a new concept, of course, but even more so right now, people are looking for something to latch on to or some deep understanding of life. And it goes to that saying, just like you said, the tiny little bird Patty spoke about in that song. If a tiny little bird, and it's the small things that seem to really be standing out right now, and the fact that I'm even talking about insects, you know, it's a tiny little thing. So, yeah, I think as our listeners and our friends out in the audience go out on this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend, that we just be encouraged on whatever it is that we may be facing, and that we remember to focus in, you know, focus in on what's out there, that what's all around you, even when you're at the beach this weekend, or when you're at the car show, or when you're at home Netflixing, what's coming up around you. So that's what this is all about. But thank you for allowing me to share about the fly.
Well, I wanted you to come on because I call you my nature queen, because that's exactly who you are, and I'm picking up, and the words that you're using, and what you're saying is out there in your environment. Be observant, be aware of it. But see, if you're so busy being busy, you don't have the opportunity to tune into it. But because of the change and because of the event, you're basically forced into it, you know. And those who refuse to settle in and listen to the messages, they losing out, because it's all about a teaching here, okay? It's more to it than what it is. But you have to, like you found your insects, you know. I communicate with butterflies. I definitely communicate with butterflies, but I love butterflies. I love butterflies. So when I see butterflies and they're moving and they're dancing and they're, you know, they go from one flower to the other, and they're over here and they're over there, and if it's a monarch butterfly, I really sit down and pay attention, okay? But I communicate with the butterflies to now what that is. I mean, they come for the good and the bad. If I see them and they come a certain way, I said, okay, I'm getting ready to get a phone call. Or I remember once I was in Houston for Christmas, and it was 30 degrees outside, right, 30. And I was standing in the window, and there was a azalea bush, you know, lining the patio. And there was this butterfly. It was lime green. It was lime green. I said, excuse me, do butterflies come out in the wintertime? My sister said no. I said, well, there's one right there. But after I really asked about it and did some research on it, every year I'm there with my family. And that was my mother checking on us to let us know that I know you're here and I know you're having fun, and carry on with it. But she wanted me to see her. Do you understand? That's why she was lime green. So after I saw that, oh, yeah. A lime green butterfly in the wintertime. I said, no, that's unheard of. But I checked it out. I asked around. I talked with people about it. And they helped me analyze that. And that's what it was. So from that moment on, whenever I see butterflies, I pay close attention, because they're bringing me that message. Second, and I'll share this before I let you go, when we're talking about be aware of your surroundings, and those are flighty. They're flying around. They're not just moving slowly. I had some type of test, and I was leaving out of the doctor's office, and these two butterflies was flying in front of me as I was walking to the car, and they was guiding. And it was as if they were saying, oh, everything is fine, don't worry about a thing. And as soon as I got in the car, they flew off. I said, well, thank you very kindly. They had to assure me. So I communicate with butterflies. You communicate with different insects, and if you sit still long, there'll be other things you can communicate with. I tell individuals, when speaking of mothers, that when you sit still, really still, they will come to you. And if you haven't experienced it, if you haven't, you know, you'll experience it, but you can't go through it until you go through it. But if you sit still enough, they will come, and you will smell their scent. And that is a wonderful thing. You know, you'll smell them. Or if you're in a bad way and really, really having a hard time, they'll come. Your mother sit on your shoulder, your left shoulder. Your parents sit on your shoulder in spirit form. They're there. They're not gone anywhere. Because when I start trying to do that dance without a music, and you know I don't need the drums, I'll hear her just as good in my ear, and she will say, I did not teach you that. Just as calm. And I'll shake my head and come back the way I should be. But you hear them. So the communication that we allow ourselves to receive, We all communicators like that, and we can communicate with each other like that. If you can be in Atlanta and I can be here, you know, and it's a word that they call, I don't know, but it's all possible. But it's all where you are and what type of energy you put out there. So me, I like to be happy, bright, and light. So I try to generate happy, bright, and light energy, understanding the ramification of cause and effect, which is real serious, and it's a law, and you can't play with it. So I'm very, very, you're going to get an effect from whatever you put out there. So I want to have happy, bright, good effects, so I try to put out happy, bright, good stuff, okay, and understanding. So everything, the insects know that. Like you say, that fly made you get up. Now that one, I really enjoyed it. He just wouldn't leave you alone with it, and you couldn't swat it. You don't have a fly swatter at home, and you couldn't catch him if you did. But he made you get up. And when you got up, what did you think?
Well, I mean, it was a whole bunch of everything. You know, I was a little bit in a, you know, because I was irritated and annoyed, and mm-hmm. and like you said, so hard to catch those jokers, and then these guys, they're the little gnats. Actually, you know, I just went with the house fly, but mm-hmm. I think that it was interesting when you say, when you're speaking of karma, when you mm-hmm. say it, you reap what you sow, because the fly is also a reminder of that it, you know, whatever good or negative you put out is coming back 100-fold. So it's a reminder to watch those actions, those thoughts, those words and deeds.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's all energy, and we're all energy. And during this particular time, I have people laughing. I go out to the store, and people be acting crazy. And I said, I realize we're all unbalanced out here, and we're all going through this. But please keep in mind, this pandemic started a lot of imbalancement, but what about the ones that was imbalanced before it happened? You got to think about them, too, because they're doing double duty, okay? And people... they was already out of balance. And then this so we all moving around here, Alabama, is trying to figure it out. So be mindful of that when you mm-hmm. addressing that person, or when you're in a certain environment. Sometimes you just have to walk away. Sometimes you just have to smile. It just depends, but always be mindful. Okay, I know what I'm going through, and I'm pretty tough over here, and I'm wobbly. Can you imagine that somebody was already wobbling and what this is happening? That's why we're dealing with what we're dealing with. But you and I know, and having no doubt, and you have to not carry doubt when it comes down to your life, that it's going to work out, you know. But it takes everybody to make it work out, because the minute you let that fear sit in there, for whatever reasons, for whatever you hear and whatever your opinion, whatever, then you lose, okay? You lose out. You're not to live your life with wisdom and to be sort of cautious, but not that fear. So you can't let that fear sit in. So that's the fight. You know, because 10 people over here is telling you one thing, 5 people over here is telling you other. If you don't know how to stand firm and shut them out, you will be crazier than a bestie bug, okay? So I just say, no, I'm not listening to that today. I'm going to listen to me. And I'm enough to listen to, okay? Because when I start talking, I just don't like to answer myself. When I start answering myself, then it's going to be a problem out there. But come on, leader, I'm over here messing with you and your horse fly and your insects, but I will remember that fly made you get up and take action. See, that's the buzzword for me. You got up mm-hmm. and you're taking action, and it took you all of your, what you were thinking about. And that's what people don't understand when we it doesn't go anywhere. But when you turn that around and push it out for others and have concern for others and try to be there for others as much as you can in any way that you can, you forget all about your stuff. You forget about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, there we go again with that cause and effect. You put that cause out there, you're going to get a good effect from it. But then you go deeper, because you have to understand the true meaning of your joy in your life. So that's why I can get on here and talk about my mommy, and I'll tell you this, and I'm going to let you go. I don't know if I told you a story when she passed away, and they were having a funeral. I was in the mortuary, so my sister wouldn't speak. I spoke. Okay? So they said, if you get up there and you take too long, we're going to gong you. I said, okay. So they came in, oh, baby, baby, I'm so sorry. Oh, sweetie, sweetie, I'm so sorry. I said, is she all right? She's fine. And they looked at me like, what's wrong with her? This is the baby. I said, she's fine. I said, you know what my mother's doing? My mother got on some red lipstick with her legs crossed and flirting with some long, tall, handsome man. Okay, that's what she's doing. I said, she's fine. And they could not understand. They couldn't understand me. But that's where I was, okay? Because she had assured me that she was fine. And I don't go to funerals, but I had to go to that one. So when I ran to the casket and I looked down, I screamed. I said, oh, my gosh, she looks like a Nubian queen. She was beautiful. And I called the lady. I said, can you trim her bangs back? I said, you know, you did an excellent job, but you didn't have to work too hard, did you? And she looked at me, and they couldn't figure me out because I'm the one that, you know, I got. And I told my sister, I said, look, you take those diamond studs off her ear. Take them off now. Give them to your daughter, because the minute we pull out of this cemetery, them studs is going in somebody else's jewelry box. Remove them. You know, remove them, because you don't know what happens after you go. And I told her, don't spend that type of money on me with a casket. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. And she was trying to get a little self together, and I was out there telling jokes. Okay, they thought I had lost my mind, but that's the way I felt. Because I knew I just dealt with it differently, okay? It's like, yeah. She's not gone anywhere. So later on when we came back to Los Angeles, I had a memorial for her, but I didn't have a regular, you know, memorial type service. We got a party bus and went to a private beach, and man, oh, man, did we have a good time. We had private drummers. The master drummers was out there. We had people coming out the hills in Malibu dancing in a circle. Danced into the water. People said, I've never seen nothing like this before. I put my hand up to the sun. My mother said, carry on, job well done. And we kept partying. So people said, Linda, I have never. Yeah, that's the only way you could deal with it. We was out 5 hours. They said, it seemed like we was partying all night. I said, yeah, because y'all don't know how to party. Okay, but that's the way we do it. But she did. I put my hand up to the sun, and my mother said, job well done. Now carry on. And I've been carrying on ever since, okay? So that jetty that's there, and the only difference between she and I is that she never spoke above a whisper. You never heard her raise her voice, never. She was very kind, very definite, but she didn't repeat herself. So she said it once, and you better hear it. You know, and that means if you got to screech over and climb into her mouth to hear it, she's not going to say it but one time. And very, very, yeah, I said, well, where did I get my boisterousness from? I guess I must have got that from my father's side, okay? Because she was very soft-spoken. And I met a lady in the nail shop, and she said, I'm from Houston. And I said, oh, you probably went to school with my sisters and my mother. My sister, she said, no, the lady was, she said, I went to school with your mother. I know who you are. And that was my mother's best friend that had moved to California. I had her tell me all the stories about my mom, everything. Mm-hmm. I said, tell me about her. And she was telling me, I said, wow, I'm just like her. You know, she told me a story. She said, I know who you are. She called my grandma, everything. And I just picked up the phone and let them talk on the phone at that particular time. But that, yeah. She said, no, I didn't go to school with your sister, your sisters. She said, I went to school. I know who you are, your mother, and called her name. And I looked at her. This lady's in California, never seen her a day before in my life, and she's telling me. So she, that, you know, you never know who's out there. But those were my mama's stories. But she was quiet, very kind. But if she didn't want to be bothered with you, you couldn't make her be bothered with you, okay? She'd turn her head, and if you sit there for 2 hours, 10 hours, she'd keep her head turned for 10 hours and 2 hours, and wouldn't, yeah. Yeah, you couldn't budge her, never. And I said, well, that's that stolen side of me. but I miss her when she's here physically, but she's with me each and every day, and every time I call her name, I think about that jetty in the ocean, and it keeps me moving forward, because it's for erosion control. Don't erode. And it sits in that ocean, and it does not deteriorate. I said, that's my girl. That is her. So I am so glad you came on to share with us. I'm going to play this song, Carmelita. I love you. Have a ball out there this weekend. I'm going to play this song so the listeners can know some of the stuff she told me. We love you, Carmelita. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me, and cheers to Miss Jetty. And it's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you.
You, we love you. Have fun out there. That's Carmelita, our nature queen. We'll be back. I'll hold it to it later. This is the stuff my mom used to tell me. Listen very closely out there. Find it out Friday. Be safe. Be strong. But have fun, okay? But be observant. Watch those flies moving around. Look at the insects. See what message they're giving you. We love you.
Communicate and collaborate.
They want it.
give, showing others how to live.